Hey, what is going on? Welcome to Beautiful Star Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette. And today's topic is creating your badass / kick-ass bucket list. Now, a lot of you guys out there might be wondering, like, yo, what is a bucket list? Because I know for a long time, I didn't know what a bucket list was, right? So a bucket list is the things that a person would like to do, accomplish, you know, achieve before their demise, before they die. And a lot of times people find out about bucket lists is when they encounter a death scare. Like, for example, if someone goes to the doctor and they get diagnosed with something that is, you know, like a terminally illness that will cause them their life, you know, and they are going to, they only was given like 6 months to live or some shit like that. And then they say to themselves, like, well, damn, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. I wanted to travel the world. I wanted to learn how to drive. You know, some people even say, well, damn, I wanted to get my GED, but I never got a chance to get my GED. You feel me? Like, they have all these things that they wanted to do. Like, damn, I wanted to spend more time with my children. I wanted to finally apologize to, you know, my father or my mother. You know, I held on to a grudge and I never forgave them for this. And it overlapped into our relationship. I didn't even have a relationship with my parents or any family members. I let it go on for too long and I never confronted the situation. And they just have all these things that they want to do before the deadline, you know what I'm saying, that the doctor gave them pretty much, you know. But my thing is, at any time, you can create a bucket list. It doesn't have to be associated to a diagnosis or, you know, this is going to be the end or for you or anything like that. You don't have to wait till things are bad or to create a bucket list. You could create a bucket list whenever it is that you feel like creating a bucket list. And it doesn't have to, whether things are good or bad, like when you decide to write your bucket list, you do that. You know, you create it for yourself and you think about what it is that you want. You feel what I'm saying? Like what you want to complete out of life. Like some people want to go back to school. Some people want to travel the world. And I see that there's a lot of people that are actually doing that and they're doing it in a non-traditional way. People are turning their cars into like, you know, they living in their cars pretty much, you know, or doing the whole RV thing or doing the van life thing. And they are utilizing what they have and traveling, you know, and not allowing their lack of not having that much money or anything stopping them from doing what it is that they want to do. And a lot of times traveling is on a bucket list, right? And now with these non-traditional type of jobs, people are able to do that. Like if you see someone who, you know, does like a Uber Eats or I think it's called Instacart, where people could go food shopping for you. And I think they have other apps that kind of make it convenient for other people to get their shopping done when they have busy lives, you know, and people could take advantage of that if they, you know, they work for themselves. It's pretty much like, even though you're working for someone else, you get to dictate your hours and say you could wake up that day and decide like, oh, I'm not going to work. Or you could decide that you are going to work, right? And so with these non-traditional type of jobs people have, and they do have, And I've seen people who actually are making a living off of it, like they paying their bills and stuff like that, you know, and especially with someone who's doing like van life and the whole car life thing. There's a whole YouTube community a community online, period, of people who don't want to stay in a regular traditional home. They want their home to be on wheels. Now, back in the days, anybody that lived in a car was considered like a bum. Straight like that, right? And I'm not offended. I'm not trying to attack anybody. I'm just telling you how it was from where I was at. You know what I'm saying? This is just me telling you what it was, right? But it's not like that no more. I mean, well, people call you a bum, period. Like, you could have a whole functioning job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, doing what you got to do, and people going to call you a bum just because they don't like you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, at the end of the day, you got to do what works for you. And that's just what it is. And a lot of people are doing that, right? They want to travel. And at the same time, while they're traveling the world, they're doing these different kind of jobs, non-traditional jobs, right? It's always somebody out there that, you know, wants someone to shop for them. And they don't want to do their own shopping. And it is what it is. And people are taking advantage of that. And it helps them out, too, because at the end of the day, it's like, yo, you could go, if you the type of person and you say, yo, I want to travel. I don't want to do, like, the whole airplane thing, you know, the trains. I'm just going to be in my car, drive to different cities, and live out and live in my car, live in my RV, live in my van, right? But at the same time, I want to make money. And so people are going to do that, you know? And especially if that's what they want to do with their life. Because my thing is, right, doing what you want with your life. And especially you're not hurting nobody. You know, and it's something that you genuinely want to do, you know, travel, and you don't want to rely on anybody else. You want to rely on yourself. Hey, it is what it is. And sometimes that is on people's bucket list, to travel. And now, where I'm from New York, and a lot of people like to travel here to go to like 42nd Street for like New Year's Eve and stuff like that. Or they like to go to the infamous, famous Thanksgiving Day Parade. Those are like two big events that happen, that people come here from out of town and they go to 42nd Street, and it's really lit. It's a beautiful experience. But when I was growing up, like, New Year's Eve was like the coldest day of the month. Like, oh my God, it was like the coldest, not the coldest day of the month, but the coldest day of the year. It was so cold, you didn't even want to go outside. But people be literally camped out just trying to see the ball drop, right? Because it's iconic. It's something that, you know, people just tune into their TV just to see the ball drop. So to see it in person is a beautiful experience. And then they always make like Times Square out to be like this. It always looked different on New Year's Eve, right? It looks very iconic. You have people that's performing there, like different artists, and they make it an experience that you can remember. So I get why people come from different places and they put that on they bucket list, like, yo, I'm going to New York City to see the ball drop. I really don't know about any other countries or what you guys do or what goes on, but you guys are more than free to let me know about different iconic places or events that happen where you from, that people travel from different cities, different states, different countries, to actually see. And you guys are more than welcome to share that experience, right? Because even though, you know, I come up here and I speak to you guys, I want to always let you guys know that it's definitely comment, share your story, share your views, and let me know what's going on where you from. Definitely, you could send an email to beautifulstartforyou@gmail.com. That's beautifulstart, the number four, the letter U, @gmail.com, and let me know what's going on. But definitely here, people like to travel to New York City for those events. And also, a lot of people come out here for Gay Pride. Right. It's really big, like in a village, like they go ham on it. Right. And they just have a good time. And another thing is like people put on a bucket list like to go kayaking. Right. They go kayaking on the East River. Now, like that's a whole nother story, son. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like I wouldn't put kayaking on the East River on my bucket list. I just wouldn't do it, but you know what I'm saying? When I think about the East River, you know, I don't know about all that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I wouldn't personally go kayaking on the East River, but it's plenty of people that do. And, you know, this boils down to, like, you know, personal preference. Like, if you're the kayaking type, then by all means, you feel what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. But I don't know. That's not on my bucket list. Like, I ain't wake up one morning like, yo, I want to go kayaking on the East River. Like, I don't know. Maybe because I'm from New York, so it just seems like, you feel what I'm saying? It just seems like weird shit. Like, but it's plenty of people that go kayaking and that they love it. And it's a sport. So for those people who say to themselves, like, yo, this is what I love to do. I've been kayaking in different, you know, streams of water, and I want to go to New York and get on the East River and go kayaking, especially if they allow for you guys to do that type of stuff. But I've seen people kayaking, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, kayaking on the East River. I'm like, yo, you feel me? Like, in a whole strip. That was way before the pandemic. You know, a lot of things used to go on before the pandemic. I don't know. I haven't seen nobody on the East River kayaking and stuff like that. And I do like to do my my morning walks and stuff like that, and the different parks. I know I absolutely love Central Park. Central Park is absolutely beautiful. Like, if you guys are not from New York or been on the East Coast, if you guys are visiting New York City, definitely go to Central Park. Central Park is a long strip park. It's so much stuff to do in there early in the mornings and even some evenings, but I would like to say more so early in the morning, the mornings period. People like to jog in the park. And every time you go to the park, it's going to be a lot of activity and stuff like that. I would say, like, late at night, people don't, well, you wouldn't catch me in the Central Park late at night. Well, after midnight, you know what I'm saying? Well, after 10 o'clock, you know. You ain't going to catch me in the Central Park, but it is what it is. But it's a beautiful place. And if parks is your thing, if you enjoy going to different parks and you say to yourself, like, I like to travel, go to different places, and parks is my thing, and I want to go to the Central Park, then that's what you do. You feel what I'm saying? You got to basically create a bucket list that you have to consider where your life is in this moment, like what works for you, right? Because I know people, they create bucket lists, but then they feel like they don't have to add to it. Like, when you create in a bucket list, right, you can add to it and take away from it, because it really depends on, like, where you are in your life. It really boils down to where you are in your life, right? Because if you create a bucket list now, right, it caters to where you are in your life and what it is that you want to create now in this moment. Or you say to yourself, like, I want to get this pretty much done now and not wait. right? Because I know there's a lot of people out there that they like to wait and they feel like that they have all the time in the world. And I'm here to tell you, like, yo, whatever it is that you want to do, you need to do it. Because at the end of the day, we're not guaranteed anything. You feel what I'm saying? We're not guaranteed nothing. So it's like at the end of the day, just get it done. Just get it done. Right? Because it's just like when it's some people out there, they like to create goals, right? And they have deadlines and they go through all the time consuming that it takes to create a goal. But then when it comes to actually make it in a reality and actually doing it, like completing it, accomplishing it, that's where the disconnect comes. That's where it comes. Like, you know, they're good at expressing all the things that they want to do, right? It's people that sit down with you and talk to you like, oh, yeah, I want to go back to school. I want to get my degree. Or I want to work this kind of job. Or I want to start my own kind of business. Or I want to start a podcast. You know, I want to do music. I want to be a producer. You know, I want to be a singer. I want to be a writer. I want to make films, right? And then you say to yourself, like, look at the day and time that we're in, right? If you say that that's what you are about and that's what you want to do, it's nothing that's in your way at all. Literally, I've seen people make music from the smartphone. Like, literally, you could create the music that you want from your phone, right? And there's people out there, like, there's people who say, oh, well, I want to do a podcast. I want to talk about this particular topic because this topic is so important to me. But then they never start their podcast. They never do anything like that. They waiting for a whole group or a team to help them create some shit that they could create themselves in this present moment. And they could do it from their smartphone. Literally, it takes a few seconds to download an app, hit a button, and record your show. That's how simple this shit is. You feel what I'm saying? But then you have people out there that they want to be in a talking mode, in a speaking mode, right? Because they really don't believe in their idea or believe in themselves, period. So they talking about it, right? But talking about it ain't getting it done at all. I don't know. I seen some show or whatever, and this woman like, oh, I'm going to create a podcast. I'm going to do this. You know, they supposed to create this, whatever. I'm like, literally, you could create it yourself. You don't need no team to... You know, I don't know, in terms of people that's like in the mainstream media who are signed to certain contracts, who have to go through other people to creatively express themselves, that's a whole nother different entity. That's a whole nother different beast. Like, in terms of like when people are confined to certain contracts and they can't do certain things. I understand that in terms of litigations and stuff like that. I get it, right? But for us regular, normal, common folks, so people who are not contracted or in the media or don't have nothing that says we can't do certain shit, you feel what I'm saying? Then I would say to someone, like, what's really stopping you? For real. You know, because I would like to say, like, in 2016, when I created my initial bucket list, my first bucket list of the things that I wanted to accomplish within my life, and I would say, like, this podcast was one of those things, but it didn't formulate as a podcast. It was something that, you know, I knew I wanted to speak up against domestic violence and pretty much get my story out there and, you know, give information to women who were previously in my situation or who was currently in my previous situation that I was in. I wanted to share information in regards to that. And so when I came up with that idea of just coming on and relaying information, I really didn't have no idea that it would turn out to what it is now, right? But it formulated as an idea, and I put it on my bucket list as one of the things that I wanted to accomplish. And here we are today, many, many years later, and I'm actually, you know, doing it. Of course, it evolved into something more motivating. It evolved into what it is today. Like, although I don't talk about domestic violence so much, but if you guys listen, you know, I always kind of like talk about certain, give examples in reference to like certain relationships, like in terms of if you are in a relationship that you're unhappy in, that you're being abused in, I always try to, you know, let you guys know that you have options and you could leave, you know, I give examples like that. But initially, it started out as like that. And it was a part of my bucket list, and I actually did it, you know. It's been how many years later? Because my actual first recording for the podcast was in 2018. So it's so funny how that situation, well, not situation, that initial idea, or, you know, when I created my bucket list in 2016 of all the things that I wanted to do, I started in 2018. So you see how long it took me to start, you know what I'm saying? But I started it. I mean, I feel like I did other things in between that time. So my first official podcast episode, you know, you guys can listen to it now. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I'm gonna be 100% with you guys. I didn't know what I was doing. And this episode, the length is like over 500 hours, over 5 hours. It's not 500 hours. It's over 5 hours. And it's called Beautiful Start After Domestic Violence / Introduction. If you guys want to view that, you can, you know, listen to it and see, you know, the things I was talking about and pretty much what my mindset was at that time. But I said to myself, like, listen, I'm going to start this today. I'm going to do this today. You know, I was not playing. I got tired of like saying, oh, I'm going to do this. I actually did the episode December 22, 2018. That was like almost 7 years ago. Right? So it's, you know, so long ago, but it seemed like yesterday. It seemed like literally yesterday. But like I said, I initially did my bucket list in 2016, and there's a lot of things that, you know, I have on that bucket list that I'm like, wow, you know. But the thing about bucket list is that you could always go back. I mean, you could always go to it and add to it or take away things, right? Because it's like, I feel like every year we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be getting better. We're supposed to be learning, evolving, right? And some people stay the same. It is what it is, right? Because my thing is, as long as you're happy, you fulfill, and you're doing what it is that you want to do, right? Instead of really going by what somebody else wants you to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you content with where you at? Is this where you at, where you want to be? And if it's not where you want to be, what are you doing to push yourself to get where you at, where you want to be, right? So that's basically my thought process when it comes to that situation. Because if someone is happy where they're at, then it's like, who are you to come and say that where they're at, they're not supposed to be at? Like, who are you to come to cause confusion in somebody else's life and pick apart something that they're not even complaining about? You feel what I'm saying? It makes no sense. If somebody's not complaining about a situation in their life, why should you come along and try to convince them of something other than that, right? You know, I know there's some people out there, you could look at them and be like, girl, why are you with this man? Or why are you doing X, Y, and Z? But it's really ultimately up to them. Because at the end of the day, yeah, you could bring something to someone's attention. But ultimately, if they're not ready to change, or if they don't see no problem with it, then it's the change is really not going to happen unless it's some mandated shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's just like if you have someone that's doing drugs and they made a choice to themselves, like, oh, I decided this is what I'm going to do. This is my fate, right? They're going to keep doing drugs until some major shit happened and they end up in jail and they go into the court and the court mandate them to go to rehab, or it's something a part of their mandation, right? But other than that, is you can't do nothing about it. You understand what I'm saying? That's just like, if you walking in the street and you see somebody's shoelace untied, because come on now, we know when our shoelaces is untied, but a lot of us be so lazy, we don't even want to bend down and tie our shoes. I know some people who don't even buy shoes or sneakers with shoelaces because they tired of tying it. You feel what I'm saying? You think they don't feel that their shoelaces is gotten loose? They feel it. They don't want to bend down and tie it. That's why a lot of people, you tell them like, oh, your shoelaces are loose. And they be like, thank you. And they keep walking. Their shoelaces just do what they want to do. They're not going to bend down and tie their shoes lace until they feel like it. And that's just what it is. And that's what I've learned in this life. Like, you know, people who come to me for like coaching sessions and stuff like that, right? Okay, that's something that they want to do, like as far as working on a personal development, right? But I don't go out and solicit nothing and say, oh, well, I'm doing this coaching session, or I have this podcast, or I'm doing X, Y, and Z, I'm doing this workshop. Like, I don't do that. I don't do that. Like, at the end of the day, the people who are supposed to be listening to the podcast is the people who are supposed to be listening to it and who came across it. It was nothing that I promoted or put out there, you know what I'm saying? Or put it in their view, or came directly to them like, oh, listen to my podcast, or I got this, or I got this, or I'm doing it. No. They have to seek whatever it is that they want, and they go after it, right? Because at the end of the day, for all you guys who continuously come to the podcast and listen to it, it's something that you guys are getting from it. And it's nothing that I'm doing, right? It's a great information that you guys are getting from the podcast or whatever. But also, you know, I got to let you guys know while we on this, well, we're going to be on this topic for a little while, okay? I'm just letting you guys know. So, like, we are on day 15 on, because I'm doing a, if you guys have been listening or checking in on, like, have been, actively a part of this podcast and listening to it every Monday, because you know every Monday there is a new episode on here. What I try to do is put it on like all the social medias or whatever, but sometimes, you know, I don't I do not do that. But for all you guys who have not probably tuned into the past 2 weeks, but I'm letting you guys know that we are doing a 30 days of positive affirmations. If you guys, you still you guys still have the opportunity to be a part of it. We are on day 15, and pretty much in order for you to sign up, you have to send an email to beautifulstartforyou@gmail.com. beautifulstart4u@gmail.com. And, you know, you could be a part of it once you sign up, or you send an email stating that you want to be a part of the 30 days of positive affirmations. Once you send an email, the link to the affirmation will be sent to you. Okay, so now we're on day 15. Previously on the YouTube channel, I did do day 1 and day 2 on the on that platform, but now it's not public. So if you guys want to be a part of that, remember, positive affirmation, especially over time for 30 days, could help boost up your, you know, your positive energy. And also help you to shift into a different mindset, you know, especially when you are trying to facilitate certain change in your life, right? So on the YouTube page, I have for day 1 and day 2. Day 1 was pretty much about confidence, building up your confidence, and day 2 was about letting it all go. So if you guys want to have a preview of what that positive affirmation, 30 days of positive affirmations is all about, definitely go there. But I would challenge you to actually do it. So not just going there to just listening to it, but actually participate in it and being a part of it, right? So you can get the feel of what it is. But we are definitely on day 15. Okay, we got 15 more days to go because it's a 30 days challenge. And you guys could sign up until, I'm saying like the 27th, 28th. Anybody who's sending an email on April 30th for this challenge is not going to be, you're not going to get no reply or whatever. But definitely if you are interested in it, definitely send an email to it. But if not, you could go to the YouTube page and listen to the day 1 and day 2. Those positive affirmations are very effective, especially if you're trying to release a lot of things, letting it go. Because there's a lot of things that we need to let go, right? And letting go could be something that you can put on to your bucket list, right? Because people hold on to stuff, right? And it doesn't have to be a physical memory, it could be a physical thing, right? Because they don't know how to release things. And you know, you see people like people who hoard things. You ever see somebody that, you know, you go to their house and they have an old TV, the TV's wow old, but then they have a brand new TV on top of that TV. So now that old TV is just serving as a like a dresser or a table or a stand for the new TV. And it's like, no, when you buy something new and you're not utilizing the old thing, then the best thing to do is to get rid of it, right? But sometimes people don't know how to do that, or they don't want to. They want to collect the old stuff along with the new things. And it's like, when you get something new and you're not utilizing the old thing, then you have to get rid of it, right? And you see a lot of people that's on hoarders, and they holding on to things. And typically it stems from something that has happened in their life that they didn't do good with a loss. Like somebody died and they took it so hard that they don't want to let go of nothing. And these physical things that they have in their life probably is not working, right? I seen somebody who, they had a check that they was looking for. That's, we talking about, geez, thousands of dollars. And they lost it in their house. And it's like at the end of the day, years went by and their house was so cluttered with all these things that they just let the money wither away with it. Like they couldn't find a check. They set their check down somewhere and years went by and they didn't know where the check was. And then when they was cleaning everything out, they found it, right? And it's just like, you know, sometimes just getting rid of stuff can be on people's bucket list. Like, you know, even just redecorating your house, right? Like, let's say if you had a damn living room set since 1985 and it's 2024, and you say to yourself, like, well, damn, this whole, you know, this living room set reminds me of, you know, my mom's, but my mom's been dead for like 50 years. You feel what I'm saying? 30 years, 40 years. And I want a new living room, so I'm trying to get rid of all this stuff. And it's like, if you feel like that, put it on your bucket list and get it done. Get it done. Right? Because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's nothing wrong with getting something new or doing something new. And, you know, putting that on your bucket list, like embodying something that's new. Change essentially is something new, right? But a lot of times people are fearful of change and they're scared of growth. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it doesn't even have anything to do with them, but so much like they afraid of what someone else thinks about them. Like, oh, I don't want to do this because then people are going to perceive me in a certain way. Or people going to think about me. Like this, or you know, they have their concerns as you know, with somebody else, and it's like, who cares about what anybody else thinks about you? Because a lot of times people ain't worried, people are worried about their own stuff that they got going on. They the least bit of concerned. What matters is how you feel about yourself and what it is that you want for yourself. That's what matters, right? And when you think about some people who are in relationships that ran its course, like a relationship can run its course, and you could say to yourself, like, well, damn, all this stuff is coming up, like all these different blockages, or you know, me and this person's always arguing, nothing seems to go right. And I always feel like this negative energy or this negative vibe around them, or secretly inside, I don't really want to be with this person, but I don't know how to be with anybody else. And it's like, learn how to be with yourself. Learn how to be with yourself. Like, that should be like on people's bucket list, like learning and loving and growing with themselves, right? And appreciating who you are in this present moment. You feel what I'm saying? Like, the person that I am today is not the person that I was 2 years ago, 10 years ago, when I was in high school. A lot of people are trying to vibe off of who they were in high school. You ain't that same person. Like, your shoe size might not even be the same size. Like, you know what I'm saying? As our feet grow, everything else grow too. Like, I don't wear the same size when I was a kid. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times I'm seeing, you know, certain women, they staying in relationships with guys that they was in high school. Like, you met this guy in high school and you evolved into the woman that you are today, but this person is still stagnant. This person ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? But making the same effed up mistakes. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like when you see certain things like that, like I'm the type of person, I'm not trying to put nobody down or anything like that, or make nobody feel bad about where they are in their life. But my thing is, if where you are in your life, you're not happy, then happiness should be the goal. right? And a lot of times people feel like happiness should come from other people, but essentially it should come from you. You know, happiness should be like a state of mind or feeling or something like that. I know it's an emotion. You understand what I'm saying? But you can't expect no one else to make you happy. Because if you expect someone to build you up, then that same person got the power to take you down to the ground. And a lot of, you know, there's people out there that like to utilize people's weaknesses for their own manipulation tactics. But that's a whole nother conversation, a whole nother show for, you know what I'm saying? But there's people out there, like, even though we could be good and have good intentions and want to see people doing positive, but it's something within other people's minds. Some people, like, you know, you don't got to believe none of this shit that I'm saying or anything like that. But a scammer is a representation of that shit. It's people out there that do negative stuff all the time, that have negative intentions. You know what I'm saying? That they sit around and think about all the effed up stuff to do. Just like, you ever see that commercial where they show like this person who lives in a nice house, and they talk about the moments that people have, right? And they did this brand new house that they bought, right? And the person had brought a couch, right? And the person who owns the house, who just bought a couch, who's clearly decorating their home, right, is looking at their living room like, oh yeah, this is a beautiful couch, right? And then they turn it to the dark side of that, right? When the owner's like sleep or the owner's away from the house, then they show that same another person who broke into the house, who was looking at that couch and admiring that couch too. But the difference is they gonna steal that couch, and they like, oh, this is a nice couch, I came here to steal it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's people out there that got, you know, they be on that type of time. Like, they, you know, they looking at your stuff. They admiring the stuff that you have. But they on the other side of it, and they stealing it from you. They robbing it from you. Now, you can't say that those people don't exist, because if not, then I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, like, you know, there's people out there that do that. And it's not me projecting negativity or trying to, you know, be negative, but it's an aspect. You know what I'm saying? It's certain people's perspective that's out there. It's people that have, you know, those kind of goals. And it's horrible. It's horrible, but it is what it is. But yeah, that was a particular commercial. And for moments like that, there are moments that's on the dark side, that's on the opposite side. And it doesn't have to be the dark side, you know, staying that. Because people believe in different things, but definitely there are people out there who have those type of goals, and it's negative. You feel what I'm saying? But the thing is pretty much focusing on what you want, what's your creating your badass, kick-ass bucket list for your life, and actually being happy and fulfilled with what you have. And you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people out there, they want you to focus on what someone else has. You know, focus your energy on things that are not of any pursuit. That's just dumb stuff. Because it's like, why would you focus on somebody else's bucket list and what somebody else's goals are when you could focus on your own shit? You know what I'm saying? Just like, anywho, let's get to it, right? So creating your badass/kickass bucket list. Yeah, I know I just cut that off because I was about to go into some whole other topic. Or whatever, right? So basically what you want to do is, this is number one, right? Creating your badass kick-ass bucket list. I have to put that out there, right? So sit in an area where you can have some time to yourself, right? You got to be, because I know we have busy lives. We have busy lives. Things are always happening. But if you could set aside some time to do this, and especially time where it's free for yourself, right? If you missed the last week episode about free time, definitely check that out. But definitely free up some time for yourself and make sure you're in an area where you are by yourself doing this activity. I know some people out there, they love to do things in groups and they love to do things with other people. That's fine and dandy. But for this particular one, I want you to tap into your own thoughts, the things that you want for yourself, not the things that you want collectively with other people. You know what I'm saying? But pretty much what you want for yourself, right? Well, what's on your bucket list? You got to tap into that aspect, right? Because, yeah, we have goals with other people and the things that we want, you know, with other people. But what do you want for yourself, right? And sometimes being by yourself, you can see whether or not if that's something you still want, right? Sitting with yourself is allowing you to reflect on your life, right? And whether or not if where you are in life, this is what you want or this is not what you want. So ultimately, you got to, you know, figure that out or whatever, right? But sit in an area where you can be by yourself. Make sure that you have like a journal, a notebook or a piece of paper or, you know, anything. If you got to go from take a piece of printing paper out of the printer, do so. Just get a piece of paper. You know, people like to take this part to the extreme. Like, oh, I don't have a new notebook, so I can't do this activity. Listen, take a piece of paper. Write small on it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be a journal, a notebook, or a diary or anything like that. It could just be a regular piece of paper. Or take your smartphone or your Android or whatever phone you got, smartphone, flip phone, you know, open up a Word on your computer, you know, anything that you could write on, type on, whatever. But I personally prefer writing, right, instead of using any technology. But if that's what you are, that's what you have, then you use what you have, pretty much. Use what you have, right? So make sure you have those things at your disposal so you can write out your bucket list, right? But before we get into that, this is going to require a little bit of your imagination. I know we out here have a lot of things that's on our mind. You know what I'm saying? We're worrying about what we're going to cook for dinner, what we're going to cook for breakfast, you know, what we're going to buy, you know, how we're going to clean the house, whether we got to help the kids with their homework, take the kids on different trips or, you know, do family stuff, you know, take people to appointments, you know, go to pay rent, pay mortgages and, you know, all the stuff we got to do, get the car fixed, like all this stuff that we got to do. Right. Try to put that to the back burner. Try to allow those thoughts to just come and go. Just allow it to flow. Don't react to it. Don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, let it be what it is. Right. First, you want to close your eyes. Close your eyes. And any of those problems and those chaotic, crazy shit that pops up, just let it go. Let it go completely. Sometimes this is the longest part. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like all the stuff that pops up. Just let it be where it's just like you close your eyes. And that becomes like, it may take some time. I'm going to be honest with you. To just get rid of all that foggy, cloudy shit. You know what I'm saying? But once all that goals, right, you can start to visualize yourself being and doing what it is that you want. Visualize yourself being and doing the things that you want, that's associated to your bucket list. You know, there's some people out here that are, you know, working jobs that they don't like no more, that they hate. But then they close their eyes and they visualize themselves with their own business, or they visualize themselves in the position that they want to be in, or they visualize themselves doing non-traditional things, or whatever your visualization takes you to, and that's what you want to have, right? I'm talking about an experience that you want to have, not because something just popped in your head and it's like, oh, this is where my thoughts took me. No, take your thoughts on a journey. Take your mind on a journey to a place where you want it to be at, where you want to be, right? Like you say to yourself, like, all right, I want to achieve this before I die. I want to be this type of person, or I want to do this type of thing. Whatever it is that you want, essentially, take your mind there. And this can take anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on you, depending on what you want, right? And then, like, brainstorm some ideas down onto that piece of paper. Right. But you got to make sure that you are completely finished with the visualization aspect. Like, I want you to visualize everything, like, you know, from beginning to end, how it felt. Right. Like, let's say, for instance, if, you know, you only got your high school diploma and you've been working for like 20 years and, you know, you say to yourself, like, on my bucket list, I want to finish college. I want to have my bachelor's degree. You know, I want to have this, I want to go to school for this profession or this degree or whatever, right? I want you to be able to visualize that whole process, visualize you signing up for school or going online, filling out applications, or even reaching out to people to get, you know, recommendation letters. Like, visualize the whole thing. Visualize you in classes. Visualize you getting accepted. Visualize you in classes. Visualize you studying. Visualize you having conversations with the professor, or visualizing you doing group projects, and then visualizing you, you know, actually completing it, you know, walking down the aisle with your cap and gown on, like shit like that. Like, however it comes out to you, that's just example. It could be anything, right? You could have been in the city your whole life and you say to yourself, yo, I want to go to a suburban area, or I want to be more in nature, right? Because I know there's some people out there, they're tired of all this technology shit and they want to go to the woods and, you know what I'm saying, lives a remote-free life. I don't think I'm saying it's not a remote-free life, but a off-the-grid type of life, right? If that's what it is you want to do, if that's on your bucket list, then you visualize that. You feel what I'm saying? Or it could be vice versa. Let's say if you want to be an actress or entertainer, you know what I'm saying? Or if you want to just start a YouTube page, because some people out there, they're like, oh, I want to start a YouTube page, but they've been saying that shit for like 10 years, they ain't started yet. You know what I'm saying? Visualize you doing the whole process. Just whatever it is that you want, you visualize it. So that's what you do. You visualize from start to finish, whatever, however you see it. But of course, you know, in real life, shit, you know, things happen, unexpected things happen, but we focus in on the visualization part, right? Once you finish with that, then you brainstorm and write down ideas, right? So remember, you are creating, so you have to allow yourself to be creative. Like, you know, you could write out things, like whether you could write out everything like a story or how you see it. You know, or you could just write out just different things like house, like, you know, then you write car, or then you write nature, like just brainstorm different stuff, right? You could write new furniture, things that symbolizes pretty much what your bucket list entails. You know what I'm saying? Like new neighborhood, new friends. new, you know what I'm saying? Or some people bucket list is to reconnect with people from their past, like, oh, childhood friends, great memories, new memories, or I don't know, Levi's, you know what I'm saying? People don't wear Levi's no more, but old school motherfuckers do. You feel me? I don't mean to curse. I'm just, you know, whatever. You know, it says, I got this thing right here. It says, do not cuss while recording, and I cuss. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anywho, I'm a work in progress, girl. Okay? Anywho, so different things that's pretty much symbolizes what you want. It could be anything. Maybe you could put roses. Maybe roses symbolize something positive for you. Whatever you brainstorm, you just put it down, whether it's a word, whether it's a sentence, you know. And even sometimes you can be very creative and, you know, people can actually draw, you know, just, you know, draw. Like, you could draw if you were led to draw. Like, let's say if you don't want to brainstorm, or maybe you brainstorm, but now you're in a creative sense where you want to draw, you know, that's something that you could do, because sometimes it could bring out the creative side, or we could bring out the creative images that we see in our mind. Like, some people are great artists where they could draw, and some people, you know, they like to draw. You know what I'm saying? And they like to draw like stick figures and shit like that. And that's what creatively that they express themselves. And if that's something that you're led to do, draw. If you're the drawing type, right? Or if you're painting, right? It takes nothing to go to like the Dollar Tree, get you like a little small, you know, paint canvas or whatever, get you some paintbrush and some, you know, paint. $10, probably like $5, you know, get you something, get you a little bottle of water and paint. Creatively express yourself, right? But you want to make sure you have that everything there when you start this. You don't want to start this and be like, oh, I got to run to the Dollar Tree to get X, Y, and Z. No, have everything there. If you want to paint, if you want to brainstorm, just, you know, have that stuff there along with your journal. Or your piece of paper, or your notebook, or whatever, you know. Or you could just paint, you know. Or you could just get some markers and draw on a piece of paper, or whatever. Like whatever, however you creatively express yourself. Or you could do like get some glue and cut out different images that, you know, you like from like different magazines, like however you want to creatively express yourself or do it. That's going to allow you to create your bucket list. So that's something that you can utilize, right? The number two, right? The best thing that you can do is to convert what you have brainstormed or what you have actively drawn or visualized into something that's tangible, right? So you could start, like, once it becomes tangible, like, you bring these things into, you know, reality in terms of, like, let's make it into something that you can actually achieve, right? You could create a list of 5 things that you want to accomplish, right? So turn the things that you brainstormed or draw it out or, you know, paint it out or visualize into something that's concrete, like 5 things that you could achieve. Turn it into 5 things that you could achieve. Or you could do like 10 or 20 things, however, how many things you want to put. It's up to you. You could create how many things on your bucket list that you want, 10, 20 things, 100 things, whatever. But, you know, I always like to start a little small and put like 5 things. That's just me, right? Because I feel like, you know, with your bucket list, you could always go in and change it, you know? Because it's like, if I'm still alive 2 years from now, what I want is probably going to be different, or maybe it's the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? But maybe I can add something else to it. Because remember, it's a bucket list. Like, I could say, oh, well, my bucket list, I'm going back to get my doctorate's degree from, you know, from school. And then 2 years from now, I say, well, I want to travel. You know, I just added to it, right? So it's like you could start off small now and then add stuff to it later on, like 10, 20 or whatever, or just you could add one thing a year to your bucket list for the rest of the duration of your year, if that's what you want. Because this is for you. You have to decide what works for you. It's up to you. Right, some people, like, yeah, they, you know, they want assistance and they want people to tell them what to do or how to do or whatever. But it's up to you. It's what you want. And you even determine what's going to be on that bucket list. No one could do it for you. Right? Because some people on a bucket list, they say, oh, well, I want to have kids. Or I want to adopt children. Or I want to get married. You know, I want to go to Canada. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to the zoo. I want to be debt free. I want to lose weight. I want to start eating healthy. I want to be a vegetarian. Like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to figure out what you want. You know, some people will be like, oh, well, I want to write a book. I want to inspire people. I want to become a homeowner. You know, I want to do backflips in the snow, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't know, there's people out there, they like to do different stuff. You feel me? It's a different time. So you got to figure that out for yourself. And if you find it very challenging, like you don't come up with anything, right? If you don't know what it is that you want to achieve or do, then you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out. And a lot of times when you're figuring out, it's like you're doing that stuff alone, right? Sometimes, yeah, you could connect with other people, or sometimes even, you know, with a coaching session, sometimes the things could bring it out of you sometimes, right? But a lot of times you know what you want, and it only takes reconnecting with yourself or just spending time with yourself and just kind of figuring out like, whoa, yeah, I do like this, or I do want to do this. Or if not, you could create something for yourself to do. Because a lot of times there's people out there, they've been followers for so long of so many different people, that they reconnecting with themselves and they just trying to figure out, yo, what works for me, right? And sometimes, you know, take some time in a room until, like, you could go into a room, close the door, you got time for yourself. A lot of times people have a lot of time to themselves at night, you know. Take, you know, a little hour and write out some things that you like. Right. Think about the things that make you happy now, or the things that you find joy in. Right. You know, or just write out different ideas, or, you know, you could go through that whole brainstorming process again in terms of just finding out what it is that you like or what you don't like. But that just takes time with yourself. Right. Or create some shit. You know what I'm saying? Put a whole bunch of stuff in the bag, shake it up, start pulling out stuff like, oh, okay, so we're going to do this today. I'm going to learn a new language. I picked out this thing from the bag and it says learn a new language. So I'm going to learn a new language. Like stuff like that. I mean, of course, that's like, you know, that's, you know, a little bit unpredictable, fun type of vibe. But I mean, you do what you want to do, right? But you can put like different little things on a card, like learn a new language, going dancing, riding in a hot air balloon, learning how to swim, like different things that you already want to do, and just put it in, like, you know, something and shake it up and pull it out and be like, okay, I'm going to add this to the bucket list. Like, I don't know. You just got to pretty much find out what you want to do. And it's just, that was just pretty much a joke, but it's something that you have to be creatively willing to do, right? Especially when you feel like you don't want to do nothing, or you don't have no ideas, or you find it challenging, you know, or, you know, you just been a follower of somebody else. Like, you've been somebody else's shadow for so long, and now you connect and see yourself. You just got to, you know, spend time with yourself and relearn the shit, you know, that you just learn something new, like figure out what you want, right? Ain't no, can't nobody tell you what you want. You got to tell yourself what you want out of life, right? Because sometimes some people want to go to school, get a degree. Other people, they like, I ain't going to school. I'm starting a business. I'm starting an app. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And there's plenty of people who did that and they flourish. You feel what I'm saying? There's some people out there who be like, oh, I'm starting a cleaning business. People are dirty. They don't like cleaning their houses. So I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? And that'd be on their little bucket list. You feel what I'm saying? Or some people be like, oh, you know, I want to go skydiving. You feel what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. I'm going to go ziplining. Like, yeah, I know I weigh 500 pounds, but, you know, they got some strong-ass rope. And they say I'm going to go ziplining. But anyway, but you just got to figure it out for yourself, what you want, right? And only it comes from you, like, what you want. You know, even though I put a little jokes in here or whatever, being funny, but ultimately, you know what you want. Just give yourself some time, you know, and sometimes, like I said, you could create something for you to do, you know, something that's productive, something that's going to benefit you, something that's going to allow you to elevate and evolve and, you know, be the best version of yourself, right? And it's always great, right? But once you are able to create a bucket list for yourself, however many it is. I know that sounded weird, right? Yeah. It sounded a little funny, huh? No matter how many, you know, things that you want to achieve on your bucket list, right? Just get it done, you know? And it doesn't matter how big or how small it is, that's on your bucket list. What matters is it came from you and it's organically from you, you know, and you could go out to achieve it. So what the last thing I want to say is immediately start on it, work on it. Don't wait. Do what you can do now and let the rest fall in place. You know, just do what you can do now. I know sometimes it may take a little bit longer for certain things, but just work on what you can work on. You know, I know there's people out there who, you know, they want to write a book. And sometimes that takes years for some people, depending on what type of things they write in and what type of book that they write in, you know, the creative aspect or, you know, all the other things that go into it. And some people will take them a day to write a book because they, you know, they approaching it like they're writing a paper, you know what I'm saying? An essay or some shit like that. I don't know. But, you know, it's just really up to you. But just start, right? Because some people start and it takes them 10 years to finish the process, but at least you're working towards it. And that's all that matters, you know? And, you know, you're creating something for yourself. Right? You're creating your badass and your kick-ass bucket list, but you got to work on it. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. You got to work it. You got to do it. Right? But you determine what's on your bucket list. Because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of different things that's on their bucket list, right? What they want to achieve and what they want. But ultimately, you got to figure that out. Have fun with it. Yeah, some people, on a bucket list, they fly, you know what I'm saying? They like to dress up every day as a fashion show, like, yo, it's my bucket list to look fly. You know what I'm saying? Some people are just like into other things. You feel what I'm saying? Some people, they like that quietness, like they an introvert, and on their bucket list, they want to be kind of like, well, a monk or some shit. I don't know. But I guess you just determine what works for you, right? Some people on a bucket list, they want to write a movie, like a screenplay, or they want to write a screen for like Broadway. They're into that aspect. Some people on a bucket list, they say, oh, well, I'm going to take a airplane to California to go to this famous restaurant, right? And that's on a bucket list. Some people would be like, oh, I'm going to jump out of an airplane and release my parachute, you know what I'm saying, 1,000 feet in the air, some wild crazy shit like that. Some people don't know how to swim, and they say to themselves, like, yo, I'm going to learn how to swim. I'm going to take swimming lessons. Before I go out, that's what I'm going to do. Some people do non-traditional work. Like, it's just a whole bunch of things that you could have on your bucket list, but it's a personal choice what you want on there. And it's a preference and what it is that you want to do. But I inspire all you guys to start creating your bucket list. And don't be, ashamed of the things that you want to do. Don't think in terms of like, oh, I'm this age, I don't want to do this, right? I see some women, they in their 60s, they still into fashion and still wearing hair color in their hair. Okay. So, and that's on their bucket list. Like, yeah, I want pink hair. You feel what I'm saying? I wanna just wear pink hair, and I wanna wear pink colored clothes. And that's what they do. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like at the end of the day, that's on their bucket list. That's what they want to do with their life. Go ahead. Do you. Just like it's people out there on their bucket list, they say, oh, I'm not going to stay in this relationship forever. I'm not going to be with this person forever. That person ain't going to be the end all be all. You know what I'm saying? Some people on their bucket list, they say, I'm not going to hold on to trauma. I'm not going to allow 2 years of my life to dictate the rest of my life and my emotions and my feelings. No, I'm going to step up and I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be in my purpose. I'm not going to allow nobody who don't even deserve to be in my life to dictate and control my life anymore. I'm going to control my own life. I'm going to take control of my emotions. I'm going to push myself. You feel me? There's people out there, put down their bucket list. You know what I'm saying? And they do it and they become it. Taking control of your life. Living your life how you want it to live your life. Not giving up on yourself, motivating yourself, pushing yourself. Not allowing your past to dictate your future. Being able to walk away from fucked up situations for a better situation. Learning how to be by yourself so that no one else can have control over you. You feel what I'm saying? Or so people won't try to abuse your, you know what I'm saying, your time, because they feel like, oh yeah, you lonely, you need somebody, when you could be your own company. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a lot of people out there, they get deceived, and they get manipulated because they can't deal with loneliness, or they don't know how to do be alone and enjoy their time. It's not really dealing with loneliness, it's being with yourself, learning how to be with yourself and being okay with where you are in life. But anywho, that's another topic for another episode or show, but I thank you so much for tapping in and being a part of this episode. If you would like to share your bucket list or share the process of you creating your own badass / kickass bucket list, please feel free to send an email to beautifulstartforyou@gmail.com. That's beautifulstart, U@gmail.com. You could just, you know, if you want to just share a comment, if you have a question, or if you want to share your, you know, your badass / kickass bucket list, or your bucket list period, or the creating process behind it, or share your experience with it, definitely send an email. Definitely. I really appreciate you guys for rocking out. Definitely utilize these tips that I provided in this show. But I thank you so much. And make sure you all connect with me on my website, www.beautifulstartpodcast.com. I thank you so much. Peace.